This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, those of you that listen to this program know that I use stories quite often, and occasionally there's a story that has a profound impact on my life. This is a story. It's told by Dr. Bruce Larson from California. I want you to listen to his story about God using a mentally ill woman, certifiably mentally ill woman, delusional, to speak forgiveness into the life of a Christian counselor. It's a powerful story today as we talk about forgiveness all this week. Bruce Larson tells the true story of a Christian counselor in another country. I think it was the country of Philippines. Christian counselor met with people all the time, and he had one particular client who came to him with what would be called delusional thinking. This woman would tell the counselor, "You need to know that I regularly have visions of Jesus Christ coming to me, and we talk. I talk to Jesus, and he talks back to me." And even though this was a Christian counselor, he thought, well, this woman is obviously delusional in her thinking. She needs psychiatric help. Perhaps maybe needs to be on some medication. But in the course of talking with her, he got a little put out and a little tired with these comments about, "I have these conversations with Jesus." So he did something that probably he shouldn't have done. He said, "You know, the next time you have your talks with Jesus, I want you to ask him a question. I want you to ask Jesus what sin your counselor committed when he was in college. I want you to ask Jesus what sin your counselor committed in college." And it was something that troubled him. It was a one-time event, and he really had a lot of guilt himself over what happened in college, this one-time event. But he was being a little facetious, obviously, a little sarcastic, and she didn't pick up on his sarcasm. She didn't pick up on it at all, and she said, "I will. The next time I have that conversation with Jesus, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him what sin you committed in college." A week or two went by. She came back for her next appointment. He said, "Well, did you have your talk with Jesus?" "I sure did." Did he talk to you?" "Yeah, he did." "Did you ask him what sin your counselor committed in college?" And she said, "I did ask." "Well, what did he say?" And here's what she said. "He said he didn't remember." He said he didn't remember. What a blessing. And you know what the counselor did? He broke down and wept. A delusional woman with mental problems, obvious mental problems, who said Jesus doesn't remember what you did. That was an experience of the grace of God in a way that he wasn't expecting. He wasn't expecting, and he was reminded. The Bible says the blood of Christ, you just read about it, covers all of our sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You can go to counseling, you can go to therapy, you can take medication, and nothing will take away your sin or my sin other than the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the beauty of forgiveness. When you and I confess a sin to Christ, he doesn't rehash it 87 times like people do in our lives. He doesn't dredge it up. He doesn't remind us of the past. Your sin is forgiven. It's under the blood of Christ. And if that's not true, you do have a reason to be depressed. If it's not true, you have a reason to be discouraged, because a judging and a critical spirit can really destroy a person's life. It can destroy a family. It can destroy a church.
And it's tomorrow on Cross Hope that we talk about the destructive nature of a critical or condemning spirit in a church body. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this program or any other program that you may have missed on Cross Hope. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.